Season 3, Episode 3. This is the one where they show Goober, who was a character on Horsin' Around, who they always said, told to go home. They always said, go home, Goober. So it's like, go home, Roger. He was like the annoying neighbor. And now he's like, runs basically a strip club. And meanwhile, like, Bojack's trying to win Oscar, and him and Diane are going around to all these events where he's schmoozing with people and trying to, like, win Oscar votes. And I really thought I didn't like this episode, and there's just so much in it. Like, every episode just is so smart and clever and just has so much in it. And they have a non-denominational winter festival and it's just hilarious, and they're like singing songs that are like, yeah, like, not, you know, not meant to, like, reflect any religious tradition, and it's just very funny. And there's a scene in an old folks home, like a retirement home, and yeah, there's just so many small things that I, because I watch them very slowly now, intentionally, and I hit pause, so I see, like, every, like, background. I really take notice of the background and the things that just are so, you know, they're on the screen for a couple seconds, so if you don't pause, you don't see them. And in the retirement home, excuse me, there's a bulletin board with all these different, like, flyers, and one's like, it's applesauce day, leave your dentures in your room. Another one's like, Bojack, star of the new color film, Secretariat. And it's just like, yeah, it's like, color is still, I think, would be a big deal for some folks. And then another flyer says, oh my god, it's like, why my kids don't visit me, a workshop on how to be less boring. It's just like, oh my god, brutality out here, brutality. And so the other part of this story is, like, you know, Bojack's going to Cuddly Whiskers' house, and because Jill Pill wants Bojack to Jill Pill, the playwright in New York, wants Bojack to retrieve this letter she wrote to Cuddly Whiskers that's in his house. And that's how they find the dead whale, and everything ensues. And then they go back to Cuddly Whiskers' house because they're trying to figure out there's, like, more to the mystery that they haven't figured out. And finally they realize that Cuddly Whiskers is at, like, this retreat house he lives in. And then they're listening to him, and he's, like, you know, talking about how he's found peace. And he says, it takes a long time to realize how truly miserable you are, and even longer to realize it doesn't have to be that way. Only after you give up everything can you find a way to begin to be happy. And yeah, I just resonate with that. Resonate with, like, the journey of admitting that, like, I was deeply unhappy in my life, and how hard that process is, how sad it is. And yeah, when I was in a marriage that was unhappy, and just, like, acknowledging that pain and that loss, and then the deep work in myself of, like, do I love myself, and how I had to work through so much self-hate also just to realize who I am and to come out to myself as a trans person. And it's like, that's what that brought up to me, is like, oh yeah, I was just, like, deeply miserable for a long time. Not in a constant way, not like I never felt joy, but just like there's a deep sadness. And just to sit and find that and, like, excavate that out, you know, like, do that digging to get to that sadness. And then, and the second part, even longer to realize it doesn't have to be that way. I didn't have to be miserable, that I can choose, you know, that I have to choose for myself to not be miserable. And yeah, it's complicated, and I don't think it's so easy that it's just, oh, I, you know, it's a simple choice, but it's work. I just really appreciated that scene. And then the next scene, the closing scene of the episode, is BoJack and Diane in the car. They're driving away. And, you know, first they're sitting silently and, like, they're, you know, it's awkward. There's tension. And then BoJack says, can you believe that guy? What a nut, right? It's like, what a nut, right? He's, like, trying to, like, you know, distance himself from the truth of what he said. And Diane says, I just want to go home. And the episode ends. Yeah. Really, really good episode. That's my thoughts. 6 minutes. This was a long one.